Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy to take me into a story that I am surprised to find exists. The UN Cybercrime Treaty. That's right. This is a draft of a document that's been worked on for many years, replacing, theoretically, the Budapest Convention of 2001, the cybercrime, at that point, definition and warnings to sovereign states, members of the UN. I learn, however, from documents that are available at the FDD site right now that there are very profound hesitations about this new treaty, chiefly because it's been authored, directed, and shaped by Russian and Chinese bad actors who have motives, you bet. Ivana, a very good evening to you. The Budapest Convention, 2001. What did it achieve? What is a cybercrime in 2001? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me. And this weekend, many nations plan to celebrate this, what they call the most important conference, the most important treaty on cybercrime, that in theory wants to limit cybercrime and put additional legal limitations. That sounds great in theory, right? The problem is that this treaty is an assault on international rule of law because Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are celebrating this ratification that enables their digital authoritarianism and legitimizes their internet control. And unfortunately, they have already persuaded the European Union and several developing nations actually to follow its so-called leadership on internet policy. And think about this. It's so unbelievable, because this treaty was written by Russia and supported by China. Meanwhile, Russian and Chinese attacks on American infrastructure are becoming commonplace. Just last week, top cybersecurity company F5 reported a catastrophic network breach by suspected Chinese operatives. According to FBI, cybercrime costs victims globally more than $16 billion US dollars. But the real question is how it got to be this way. Russia has been trying to regulate cybersecurity since 1998, and they put forward numerous letters and tried to convince nations to follow their suit, but they failed. And in 2001, there was an important cybercrime treaty called the Budapest Convention that actually effectively assisted state coordinate against cybercrime while maintaining a narrow scope of criminalization, basically to protect human rights. And Russia was absolutely unhappy about that because they said it was too intrusive. And no wonder why Russia has been trying to change this thing. So why it matters? It matters because in 2019, after a year of rallying significant support, Russia proposed a UN resolution calling for an international convention against cybercrime based on its own definitions. And this resolution actually passed. Although the United States, the European Union, and other democracies opposed it. But the real question is why? Because the United States decided to not to be so involved in the UN decision-making processes during the first Trump administration, which allowed Russia to step in and with the help of China to rally their allies. I don't want to go, John, into all those tiny details about a negotiation process, but I want to tell you why this is really, really dangerous. This treaty has very little to do with fighting cybercrime globally. Instead, it's a mere window dressing for enabling authoritarian regimes to censor free speech globally. And China and Russia have mastered this skill at home because both countries are pursuing so-called digital sovereignty. Think about this. When Russia launched the full-scale invasion, Moscow has escalated its efforts to restrict information and increase censorship. And in 2022, Putin signed laws banning fake news and penalizing the usage of war instead of special military operation. The Kremlin has further cracked down on dissent, you know, by banning different social media platforms. But Russia is not alone. China is no different because Beijing also has something called Golden Shield Project that allows the government to surveil, you know, its citizen and to control the information space. So why are we letting Russia and China, with their authoritarian control over domestic internet policies, to act any differently when it comes to cyberspace? And why are we allowing them to regulate the United cybersecurity? That's the real question.
In January 2024, nearly 2 years ago, the Cybersecurity Tech Accord, which is represents 177 technology and cybersecurity companies around the world, submitted a statement arguing that the draft, the one we're now talking about, was not fit for purposes because it would make cyberspace less secure and undermine human rights. Do you agree with that, Ivana?
100%. Actually, the real reason why Russia and China are doing that, there are actually two. Number one, to use the United Nations to project so-called a multipolar world, you know, that they are still relevant, that they can be involved in decision-making processes. But not only that, as democracies, we have to follow international legal obligations. China and Russia do not, and they're putting additional layers on our decision-making processes. So think about this. This treaty literally would allow Russia and China to go after dissent. It's very dangerous for the use of AI. It's very dangerous for surveillance and privacy. So these are all key problems that countries who sign this treaty and ratify are going to actually face. This treaty, as I mentioned, has very little to do with fighting cybercrime. It's truly for pushing so-called digital sovereignty and authoritarian countries to regulate information security. So why are we allowing Russia and China with their very strict and very authoritarian domestic policies to do this? Finally, you know, one thing that I want to emphasize, I think the United States should continue to pressure its allies to reject the ratification and instead defer to the Budapest Convention. Because make no mistake, it has always been powerful cyber capabilities, not international law, that can actually deter Russia and China from cyber attacks against the West. We should not think, you know, that the United Nations treaties are a panacea for everything and they can actually alter the behavior of countries when it comes to cyber war. It's powerful offensive and defensive cyber capabilities, not in particular the UN.
In October 24, I learned from the document at FTD, six U.S. senators wrote the Biden administration arguing the State Department reject the treaty. Why? Because what they discovered is that the treaty requires countries to, quote, this is a quote, adopt laws that allow their authorities to force any person or company to facilitate government access to private data and to collect and share private internet user data with other countries.
they were absolutely right to warn the Biden administration to reject this treaty because there are numerous issues related to privacy, related to surveillance. And it's very, I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed that the Biden administration has been trying to support this treaty. The good news is, at least looking back for the past few years, this treaty is in a better condition than it was many years ago, but it still has numerous flaws. And after all, whoever believes that this treaty will be followed and respected by Russia and China are sorely mistaken. They're just putting more legal layers to our decision-making processes to slow us down.
The stolen data over these years, many reports of hacking into the government systems. This treaty would permit that to be shared among the bad actors. Is that correct?
So imagine that such data can be actually shared among bad actors.
Right.
And not only that, imagine that there is also, according to some lawyers, problem with mutual legal assistance issue that would require us to more cooperate in this field. So there are numerous problems as a democracy that we have to follow based on this treaty.
Ivana Stradner for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, highlighting a draft of the United Nations Cybercrime Treaty.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.